Welcome to Gardening Talkback on 2NURFM 103.7. Greg Richard, joined by Judy Sharp. Great to see you back with us again, Judy.
Good to see you too, Greg.
Very good. Now, bit of a lineup again tonight, Dave. A fair amount we've got to get through.
We have. Well, I was stimulated a little bit by the fact last week people are getting a bit keen, aren't they? On their garden.
And when you see days like, again, it's another Monday, another nice afternoon.
Yeah, we want them out there digging after the program, of course.
About 1 o'clock, I reckon, you can probably start doing that.
But, you know, we had a lot of citrus inquiries, so I thought, okay, that's a good topic to start off with today.
Right, yeah. And a lot of people seem to be growing citrus as well.
Yeah, they do. You know, I mean, it's a wise idea, isn't it? I mean, But, you know, Greg, this is just a little personal thing. Mm. I've stopped buying lemons. I only buy limes now.
Okay.
Yeah, when the tree produces, I'll be happy.
Is it the seeds?
No, it's not that. The limes keep better.
Oh, and they last longer.
They last longer.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but the lemons, now I've abandoned them.
Okay. Controversial corner on the start of the show. And we've got Julie from Womberal, and she's got a question about the Hoya plants.
Good afternoon, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, very well. We have to be on a sunny day, don't we?
Oh, absolutely.
What can I help you with, dear?
I was by a very good friend gave me a Hoya, and I'm not sure where to put it.
Oh, okay.
Besides Judy.
So how is it, a well-advanced one or a cutting?
Yes, it's well-advanced.
Okay.
It's in a pot. I've got it hanging at the moment.
Right, okay. Look, they're very hardy creatures.
So
you probably need a slight bit of morning sun.
I've got a mango tree that's probably 4 or 5 foot in the stem.
Right.
And it's just got an overhang. And I've got it under the mango to stop the frost getting on it, and it gets morning sun.
Sounds good, Julie.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Okay.
Right on the ball, dear.
Oh, see? Instincts kicked in. Okay. Thank you very
well
much.
Well done. A good gardening.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
We've got Lynn now from Chisholm, and she's got a question about gardenias and azaleas.
Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
Oh, fighting fit, dear. Fighting fit today.
That's good.
Maybe not tomorrow, but today.
Well, if the wind stays away, we could be good tomorrow as well.
Mm.
Yeah. Judy, I've got... two gardenias and an azalea, and they're all in big pots. I now want to transfer them into the garden. Is now okay time to do that, or should I leave it till it's warmer?
No, look, that should be fine. You don't really get a lot of frost there at Chisholm, do you?
No, not really. It's just cold.
Well, that's been winter everywhere, hasn't it, this year?
That's right.
Look, your gardenia would be all right. I think your azalea might be about to flower for spring, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay.
It's got a few flowers on it already.
Yeah. Look, I'd leave the azalea till the weather, you know, we get past winter. Mm-hmm. But certainly your gardenia should be fine.
Okay. And they can go in the same garden bed, like soil-wise?
Look, they could, but I have to recommend that the gardenia would like a lot of cow manure.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and,
all right.
You know, the azaleas, because they're surface rooted, they could get burnt easy. So could you give them a bit of a separate spot?
Yep, I can do that.
Okay, well done. And look, after you transplant the gardenia, it won't hurt to give it a little bit of cow manure now and get it ready for spring.
Excellent. That sounds great.
Okay.
All right.
Let us know how you get on with the azalea.
I shall do. Thanks, Judy.
Okay, thank you, Lynn, for the call. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
We've got Richard from Karikari. He's kind of got a similar question. He's got something in a pot he also wants to maybe put in the ground.
Right, okay. Richard, what can I help you
with? Hey, dude, how you going? I've got a pencil pine.
Yeah.
It's in a pot that's about, say, 2 foot around at the bottom, and the pine tree's about 10 foot tall. Can I just put that into the garden now?
That should be fine, Richard. Do you get any frost up there?
Yeah, we get frost,
Okay, wait a little while then, dear.
Rightio.
Yeah, just a little while.
Put any like cow manure in the bottom of when you dig the hole or anything like that?
Look, not for a pine tree.
Right.
They're pretty tough creatures, but make sure you put some good potting mix in. That's the secret.
Yeah, because it keeps every time it's in a, like a resin pot that's sort of round, it blows over all the time.
Well, I'm not surprised at all, Richard. I've got a big pine out on my front porch, and last year at this time I had little honey eaters nesting in it.
Yeah, it's a lovely, it's great. It's only about 4 years old, I'd say, but it's pretty big, yeah.
No,
I'll just wait for a bit long until it warms up a little bit more.
And they're very hardy creatures, but you know what happened? Sad story. I think the wind was so bad and they got so frightened, they haven't nested there this year.
Yeah, they look for somewhere more.
I'd say I don't blame them, eh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure, yeah. Right,
Ed,
you?
Okay, good luck with that, Richard.
Very much.
You're welcome, dear. Bye.
All right.
So we've got May from Boorigal. And she's got an update for us from last week.
Hello, May.
Hi, Judy.
That was your Tibbetina problem, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It looks a lot healthier today than it did last Monday.
That's good.
That was the copper oxychloride.
Right, yes.
Now, can you tell me, I've got some hydrangeas that look really sick. When do I feed them and what do I feed them?
Okay, when they look sick, they've just wintered probably. So are they starting to shoot? You need a double eye if you want to prune them.
Yeah, well, I pruned them just before you spoke about them 2 weeks ago when they did have the double eyes on them.
Right, okay. What colour are they? You know, if you use the wrong manure, you get a change in colour.
They are pink.
They were pink.
Okay,
they were pink. Do you want to stick with pink?
Yes, I would.
Okay, rightio. Well, don't use cow manure because cow manure will make them go blue. Look, I'd be inclined just to get a... something like a Flourish for flowering, a liquid one. So just leave the pH as it is, and when they shoot this time and flower, you'll see if you've kept the pink.
Right, and when do I feed them?
Oh, you could start doing that now with a Flourish. That's only a liquid fertiliser. You could use that every week, and it will stimulate the flowering because you didn't have the double eyes, did you?
Yeah, I did when I... Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? Oh, right, okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. Yeah. Look, I think they're just looking unhappy at the moment, like we all are.
Well, I understand that, but I wondered when I should feed them and what I should give
them. Yeah, okay. So you're going to get Flourish for flowering.
Yep, okay, thanks.
And then if you're still on pink, give me another ring back.
Okay.
Okay.
And how often do I give the copper to the Tibbetina?
Oh, the Tibbetina. Okay, look, you've sprayed that last week, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, look, I don't think I'd do it again probably for another week.
Okay.
Okay, good luck with it, but it's looking a bit better, is it?
Oh, it's looking much better.
Oh, excellent. That's good. You're on a winner.
Thanks, Judy.
Okay, May, thanks for the call. Bye.
We've got Bruce from Belmont North, and he's got some rare yellow roses, and someone's dug them up on him.
Oh, Bruce, look, tell me the story on this, please.
How are you, Judy?
Oh, I'm very well, but I don't like that kind of story. Someone dug up your roses.
Yes, love, it happened sometime last month. Unfortunately, we're at the front garden, and I was quite surprised that they never clipped them, but they actually dug the whole thing out and took it.
Oh.
And my question to you today is, I'm just wondering if there's any way I can replace it.
Right, know? Okay. Did you remember the name, the variety?
I've probably got information here somewhere. I very rarely throw things out, like with if there's tags attached to plants or anything like that, you know, letting me know exactly what's what. But
right.
At the moment, I'm a bit more concerned about the wife because, oh, my God, she's absolutely livid. She said to me the other couple of weeks ago, she said, how could somebody come along and be so desperate to do that? I said, who knows, perhaps they wanted it more than what we did, you know. It's ridiculous.
Now, Bruce, can you remember, was it a floribunda or a bush rose?
I think it was the first one.
The floribunda.
Yeah.
Okay, rightio. Well, they're fairly low growing, but they get a lot of flowers on them, but they were not very well formed roses. Was it like that?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was looked quite attractive for what it was, and it didn't really bother us whether it was like a full thing or not. But it was still an attractive looking flower, you know. So
Okay. So are you asking me now a good rose that you could replace it with?
Well, yes. If there was something out there that we could get try and get this yellow back. Unfortunately, I won't be putting them out the front this time. They'll be going round the back out of hindsight, you know. But
yeah, but remember full sun. Okay, why don't you...
Oh, yes, there's plenty of sun out the back in the morning, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Good. Okay, well, how does freesia sound?
Yeah, that sounds a goer. Yep.
Freesia is a beautiful yellow rose, and you could probably access it if you even rang someone like Swains in Sydney, because they
I've heard of them. Yep.
Yeah, they will send them up bare rooted for you.
Oh right, okay. Yeah.
How does that sound? Is that a bit of a way to go?
Yes, it does. It sounds like a real good thing, actually. Yes.
Okay. Well, hop on the phone today and ring Swains and see if they've got any left.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, Bruce, they'll tell you where they've got an outlet here in Newcastle.
Oh, right. Okay. No problem then.
Okay. Yeah. Rightio. Good luck with that, Bruce. Give us a buzz and let us know how you go.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Bye.
And we've got Ross from Aberdare, and he's looking to get rid of some bamboo plants.
Hello, Ross. Bamboo plants.
Yes. Okay. Judy, I've got some bamboo.
In your garden?
I want to know whether Roundup will poison it or not.
Yeah, it's in your garden, is it, Ross?
Yes.
All right, yeah, no, Roundup will do it.
Roundup will do it?
Yeah.
Are you over it? I cut it?
Sorry, dear. Yeah, cut it and then spray it in.
Yeah. Can I paint it with a brush as I cut each piece?
You could. And it's going to die, you know that, don't you? Do you really want to get rid of it?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Oh, okay. I love bamboo. I think it's wonderful. Is it non-invasive?
Yeah, it's in the wrong place, though.
Oh, right. Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, that's...
It's spreading out, too. It's,
yeah.
It's taking over.
Well, you know what you need, a nice, warm, sunny day to do it, Ross.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck with that.
Rightio. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for that, Ross. Sunny days, obviously. How come? Because you think, I think it would dry out more.
No, well, it heats it up more.
Right, okay.
Yeah, yep.
Well, there you have it. So I don't think that's going to be happening for the next few days, though. We've got some very cold days coming our way.
All right, okay. We better ring him back. Ross, don't do it till it gets warmer.
And we've got Janaria from Greedo, and she's got a question about cipuchinas as well.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm not too bad, thank you, but my tree's not well.
Oh.
I don't think it is. I put it in the garden because the house I live in used to be my sister's, and I put the tree in there for my niece, for my sister's daughter. She owns the house now. I just rent it.
Right. And
look after the huge garden. And I've never been a gardener. I was an entertainer. So now I have to try and entertain myself. However, I'm just wondering what I can do to... Should I cut it right down or what? Because it just seems to have two separate parts of where it's lifted and then gone dead and then lifted again, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Could I just comment on your pretty name? Gee, that's a lovely name.
Actually, it's Jan. I think he got it mixed up.
Oh, oh Greg.
I wish it was pretty, but it's a bit like me. It's very plain.
Greg, please.
Yeah, Greg.
I only read what's in front of me.
Settle, Greg, settle. I tell you what, Jan, you would realise I don't get a lot of help here, do I?
I don't know that you need it, darling.
Oh, thank you. Okay, now, look, the Tipuchina, where you live, you've been getting a bit of frost, haven't you?
Well, actually, I don't ever see the frost because I'm never up that early. I don't know, but I've got a mandarin tree that my sister put in goodness knows when, and this year I've been here nearly 16 years, and this year's the first time we've got mandarins on it, ever.
You know why? So, they like the cold.
Yeah, well, I do too, but I haven't bought any fruit yet.
Well, have you fed it, Jan? We're getting sidetracked here.
I know. So the Tibuchina is the problem.
Okay, so tell me what's the matter with it. Is it, has it
felt... It just doesn't look very healthy. It doesn't look like a nice tree at all. It doesn't get many flowers on it. I think probably as it was growing, I was tying it up so it wasn't spreading too far. And I got rid of some of the branches. But now I just think maybe I need to cut it down lower. I mainly put it in there for my niece and also to give me some cover from the sun of an afternoon in my front window, but it's not doing its job.
Okay, well, no good cutting it back now. It's too cold.
Okay,
okay. And at the moment they should be flowering at least a little bit, is it?
Very small amounts of flowers. I see other ones and I'm so envious of them. So,
okay, yeah. Jan, so when the warm weather comes a little bit, how about feeding it up with some cow manure?
Yeah.
I'm not winning here today.
I don't live on a farm. So can you buy it in bags or what?
Look, honestly, the cow manure would stimulate it, and you haven't got grass growing up to it, have you?
No, I've got a cement ring around it.
Right, you're not choking it, are you?
No, the cement ring's not that big.
Okay.
I mean, that small, I know, it's not that small. There is nothing coming out through it, through the middle of it. And if there gets any grass in there, I pull it all out anyhow.
Okay, rightio. Well, don't overdo the cow manure when you've got it confined to that space. But right. Honestly, a little bit of cow manure is the way to go. But let's wait till the weather warms up.
Okay. Now, can you tell me also, coffee grinds any good for, I have a lot of them because I've got a machine that uses coffee and beans and it grinds it all up. So is that any good for the garden or is that just a whole heap of rubbish?
No, it's not rubbish. No, they're very good for the garden.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I can put it on anywhere.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right. I thank you for that and thank you for your time.
Oh,
and
you
Greg,
are.
It's not whatever you said it was, Greg. I've got no idea.
I think you could change your name to that though. Janadia is a lot better than Jan.
Isn't it pretty?
Yeah.
What was it that you thought it was?
Janadia.
Oh, well, that sounds really nice. I wish it was my name.
I think you could do the switch.
It's just plain old Jan, you know. Not happy Jan. All right, guys. Thank you for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.
Cheers,
thank
Jan.
You,
bye.
Bye.
Thank you. We've got Graham now, and he's got a question about the cucumber plants.
Hello, Graham.
G'day, Judy. Look, last spring I bought a punnet of cucumber plants and planted them, or I planted three of them anyway, and the vines went berserk and they grew over everything, but I've only ever had male flowers on them. I've never seen a female flower.
Okay, so you're not actually getting cucumbers then?
No.
Right, okay.
And now, I'm putting up with this vine growing everywhere.
Graham, I'm sorry for laughing, but I did see something on Facebook yesterday with a lady whose whole front of her house was covered in cucumbers.
Yeah.
And that's what she did. She planted in too many, and I think you've planted too many as well.
Oh, no, I only planted three seedlings.
Oh, right, okay.
And in different gardens.
Oh, right, okay.
Like I said, they spread over everywhere. You know, they don't contain themselves to the garden.
No, they don't. They don't, that's for sure. Graham, look, I'm not sure why you're not getting male and females. Perhaps it might be time to plant an extra cucumber in this year.
Oh, look, I've got to the stage where I'm going to dig the bloody lot out.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay. And I'm thinking it might have been something to do with the seedlings I got. If I grow a new one there, can I prune the vine back and keep it into a small area?
Look, I don't know that that's so successful because they do love to ramble along, but you could try, Graham. Where is Yarrawonga? I'm sorry I'm being...
Yarrawonga Park. It's on the Morisset Peninsula.
Oh, right, okay. Rightio. So yeah. I'm just trying to think where you would get... do you get...
Well, your nursery's closed down. There's only Bunnings there.
No, see, I'm wanting you to get Oasis seedlings. Oasis.
Uh-huh.
You haven't got a nursery down there. You might get them at Bunnings, I'm not sure. But anyway, if you can get Oasis. But the other way to go, Graham, is why don't you put seed in yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got time to do that between now and spring. And,
yeah, you have, yeah. Let's do that and see what happens.
Okay. Thanks, Beauty.
Thanks, Graham. Look, I hope that helped a little bit. Sorry.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We've got Helen from Wall's End, and she's got a question about the magnolia tree.
Helen, what kind of magnolia, dear?
It's a teddy bear one, Judy.
Oh, a teddy bear. Oh, they're beautiful.
Yes, my grandchildren bought it from your nursery a couple of years back. It's about 2 metres high. It's in a half-wine barrel, and it's growing well. And I heard you mention something recently about mulch, and I'm thinking maybe to put some mulch around the roots.
How do you feed it, Helen?
Well, the next question, Judy. I only give it sea soil occasionally, but I don't think I've really fed it properly. But it's growing well. It's about 2 metres high and doing well.
Yeah, well, you know, they're fairly expensive, so make sure you give it plenty of TLC.
Yeah, that's what I want to do, Judy, because it's had a few flowers on it recently. Not a lot, but it had a few flowers. So, I love it.
Yeah,
and it's sitting in the sun.
And it's a beautiful shape, isn't it? I love how it goes from narrow down to fat at the bottom like a Christmas tree.
Yes. It's, as I said, we bought it from a baby and now it's about 2 metres high and doing well. And so I thought, I'd love to put some mulch around it just to protect the roots maybe, and maybe just feed it if you can recommend something for it.
Okay, fine. Now, with a sea soil, it promotes root growth, so you're probably past doing that now.
Okay.
Look, what I give mine at home, and I've got a row of them, give mine cow manure. But in the pot, you would have to be fairly careful that you didn't put it too close to the trunk.
Exactly, yep.
But a little bit of cow manure would be wonderful.
Okay.
Because they like the acidic soil.
So the cow manure you buy from the nursery in the bag, that would be okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But don't overdo it for me, will you? Just, around to the
just
edge.
Cow manure and that'll be fine.
Yeah.
But you think it needs some mulch or...?
No, look, I wouldn't worry about the mulch. And although you could, I think I put a bit of sugar cane around mine.
I was thinking that I couldn't remember you kept recommending this particular mulch.
Sugar cane, dear. But if you want to stimulate the flowering, just look for that flourish for flowering, a liquid one. Because you can give it that every week, but they do only flower once a year.
Generally. Yeah, I realise that. But I was happy with what I got.
Yeah, oh, good, wonderful. And I think they're just a beautiful tree. They really are.
Yep, it's doing well. I'm really happy with it.
Excellent. So we're going to do a little bit of cow manure, not too close to the trunk, and some sugarcane mulch.
Okay. Thank you, Judy.
Okay, Helen, you're more than welcome, and thank you for the call. Bye.
Jesus, thanks, Helen. It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM, 49216216. Now, Judy, right at the top, you controversially said, I prefer lemons over the limes, but you did want to look at citrus.
I did want to look at citrus because we've had a few inquiries and apart from feeding, I should remind listeners that citrus need full sun, which I think I did mention earlier today. And if still not sweet, you ready?
Mm.
Try throwing around ice cubes.
Ice cubes?
Ice cubes, and they sweeten up. Now, I've had customers do that and it definitely, definitely works.
What, so you just get a bag of ice and...
A bag of ice cubes out of the fridge.
Yep.
Out of the fridge will do you. Don't go buying ice, just create the ice cubes.
Oh, okay. Want to get a big bag like you get from the bottle shop.
Because you're not going to do it all the time. Bottle shop. Oh, I don't think you buy ice at the bottle shop. Not for citrus anyway. But you do that under the trunk a couple of times a week. Then when spring arrives, apart from fertilising, sulfate of potash will help with the fruiting.
Yep.
Okay?
It always works, potash.
It does, doesn't it? I think another member of our family, that's the only fertiliser he uses.
One he recommends, I think, every time he's on.
Well, you better sack him.
Well, he hasn't been in for a while, has he, so?
No, I don't let him come every now and then. Only every now and then.
Yes, for a guest appearance. Now, also you had a rhubarb on your list as well, Judy.
Oh, that's right, I did too. Well, this one's pretty quick because it's time to plant rhubarb.
Okay.
Do you like rhubarb?
No, not really.
Oh, right, okay. You only want to grow those other things.
Yeah, but I don't think rhubarb it doesn't taste nice to me.
Oh, okay, right now.
And what do you do with it? Just boil it and...
No, it's very healthy.
Okay.
Very, very healthy, Greg. It's time to plant them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't discourage.
For rhubarb fans, yeah. I mean, go for it if you love it.
Don't discourage our listeners, Greg. Don't discourage them.
If you love rhubarb pie, I guess you could chuck it in now.
Yeah, why not? Rhubarb and apple in it.
Parsley was on your list as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay, parsley can be greened instantly by applying a tablespoon of sulfate of ammonia in 5 litres of water.
5 litres?
1 tablespoon in 5 litres of water and they will get instant greening.
Righto.
But no more than 1 tablespoon because it can burn.
It's a lot of water.
Yeah, I know, but people have got a lot of parsley generally.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I do have one. I think it's dead. Well, it's just a stump.
Well,
I pruned it all right back and thinking, oh, this might grow back.
Oh, I think I'll bring you a new one next week.
Yes. I'm going to persist with it.
You won't get parsley very well out of that. No, you're worrying me now, Greg.
Well, the stump's there. Surely something could happen out of it.
Well, what about if Scott and I are really sick and you've got to do the program? You're going to recommend people cut their parsley back to nothing?
Well, it was basically dead. So I thought if I trim it all right back, it'll be fine.
Well, it's not, is it?
No, it hasn't grown back at all. That was 3 months ago I did that. It's still sitting there.
I'm going to bring you one next week.
All right.
Okay.
Italian parsley, preferably.
Oh, no, you're kidding me. I've got to bring Italian one.
The flat leaf parsley. Yeah, I don't like the curly one. That's for...
Yeah, well, flat leaf isn't as easy to grow as the curly one.
Okay. Well, but the curly one, that's what you just put on meat trays.
Oh. You might... Again? Time to go, Greg.
Yeah, it is. Time to go. Judy Sharp, thank you very much. We'll catch you again next week.
Thank you, Greg. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.